Portland, it's 503-535-9100. Outside Portland, it's 1-877-535-9100. You can also email him at rick@rickemerson.com.
You ever hear a song and you can't tell if it's great or terrible? Sometimes we get songs sent to us that are just flat out awful. Tammy Swindell, I'm looking in your direction. Sometimes, though, I get songs and I can't tell if they're good or bad. I got one of those. We'll try to play it later. Jackson Watch coming up here before the end of this segment.
But what's coming up in 2 minutes, Rick?
In about 2 minutes, we have a huge announcement about Listener Party 8.
Here's the money that I owe you.
Thank you. Which is Friday, April 15th, at 8 p.m. at the Barracuda on... Barracuda. Now, see, I'm doing it. Now, I'm falling into saying it.
The Viper Room.
The Viper Room. Is somebody we work with, somebody who is consistently referring to it as the Barracuda for some reason. So now I've started to do it. Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. Cool place. You can spot it. There's a huge fiery flame torches. Outside. Kind of a cool-looking place. Looks a little different than any place we've been before.
Yeah, we're going to go there and check it out today, right?
I think so. We're going to do what they call a site check. It's got a big black marble bar and everything. It's kind of cool-looking. So
cool.
Two levels. It's got an upstairs and a downstairs, but no matter where you are, it's got a closed-circuit TV system, so you can kind of see what's going on. Remember, so we get all that.
Rick, why don't we just do it now?
Because I got 90 seconds to kill. I want to tell this story really briefly. I can fit this story in 90 seconds.
Okay.
So I want to give a shout-out to, let's see, I'll just give a select number of details here. I'm going to give a shout-out to a young person I know, a young person named Sydney. And this young person named Sydney goes to a, well, you're nine. What is that, grade school still? Yeah, that's still grade school, right? That's not middle school yet.
That's like fourth grade?
So, yeah, so Sydney is an attendee at a grade school somewhere in the Great Northwest and has been forbidden for a long time to wear her Bigger Than Jesus shirt that her mother has. To school, because it's the whole thing. If you don't want to cause trouble by wearing a shirt that says Jesus on it and everything. And every time I speak to Sydney, I'm always like, you don't wear the shirt. Do it. Stick it to the man, you know? So a while back, it's like kind of cold outside. And so Sydney, who's nine, her whole thing is she puts on the Bigger Than Jesus shirt with a long sleeve shirt over it. It's sort of a layering thing. She gets to school, though, really hot. So she takes off the long sleeve shirt. Sure enough, and she goes to school with a horrible little girl. A horrible little child who's you know, a Heather, a real Heather Chandler, and despises it whenever anybody else gets any attention tossed her way. And so everybody kind of says, hey, that's a, because it's a Bigger Than Jesus shirt and it's got the big devil horns on it. And so a lot of the other girls kind of flock around and they're all interested in the shirt. And so then the Heather Chandler girl gets all annoyed, gets all pissed off. That somebody else is getting attention. She goes, she rats Sydney out to the teacher. So I sang, she's wearing a shirt that has the word Jesus on it and devil horns, and I'm offended. So Sydney gets dragged to the principal's office, who not only sides with her, but tells the other girl to go pound sand. To go pound sand in any variety of places. So so that's good news. It's good news, and it's another victory for sticking it to the man. And to obnoxious Heather Chandler-type children who eventually get what's coming to them anyway in life. So, all right, good times. Are we ready for the announcement?
Yes.
All right, this, are we going to, do we have some noise that's going to, some noise that'll...
Excellent.
No, I don't. I thought we had some sort of a drum roll type noise.
We do. I just lost it, though.
And hold on, maybe we've got the...
Where are you, drum roll?
Do I have...
Found it.
No, that's not it. That's the type of destiny. All right, you ready? Friday, April 15th, Listener Party 8 at the Viper Room, 7th and Hawthorne, starting at 8 p.m. We'll climax with... Thank you. We'll end with... a special on-premises live broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show, live from the Viper Room. You will get to see we're going to do a special live broadcast, and that's significant because it's the first live broadcast of the show we have ever done, not except for that one that Tim and I didn't, no one was able to see. The only live broadcast we've ever done in the 7 years that I've been here. We did one in Seattle in front, is it Safeco Field?
Yeah.
Whatever. So wherever the Mariners play, Tim and I did this show from in front of the Mariners stadium once, which is like especially dumb because no one was able to see us. No one anywhere was able to see us or sort of like appreciate what we were doing. So this is the first ever live broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show. So here's how it happens. Friday, April 15th, the party happens from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. Now, you can't just come towards the end, because in the first hour, we will have the Dead Celebrity Lookalike Contest. The Dead Celebrity Costume Contest will happen at around 8:30. There will be all sorts of merriment, all kinds of prizes. There's going to be, of course, all of the assembled cast and crew of the Rick Emerson Show are going to be there. We haven't talked about the girls coming to school, girls, but that always kind of happens, so there's going to be that as well. Got all kinds of swag. There's going to be all kinds of specials, all kinds of everything.
But did you mention that even though it's going to be live that night, we're actually going to record it and play it back on Monday as well?
This is the thing that's so cool about it. So
yeah.
The party will happen from 8 to 10, and then at 10 p.m., we will do, immediately following Phil Hendry, if you're listening, at 10 p.m. on Friday, we will do a special one-hour live broadcast of the show featuring Sarah, featuring Tim, featuring myself, some of your favorite cast and crew members, featuring the watches, featuring
we'll
all of that
Chicks
stuff.
Thing.
A How Chicks Think segment live. All of that happening from 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. Broadcast right here on Max 910, but broadcast from the listener party. So listen to the party. So it effectively is going an hour longer. The party is from 8 till 10, and then we will have a live broadcast of this show from 10 p.m. till 11 p.m. Broadcast right here on Max 910 live from the Viper Room as the climax, the headlining moment of Listener Party 8, which is happening Friday, April 15th at the Viper Room. So you want to write that down. Make a note to yourself right now. And the party is going—I mean, every hour is going to have something huge happening. The very first hour of the show, around 8:30, we will do the contest for best dead celebrity costume. Then, in the 9 o'clock hour, we have all the other prizes. Everything else is going to be happening. And then at 10 p.m., a special one-hour broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show. So, if you've seen Lycus do his show, or if you ever went, you saw Hendry do his show. This is actually the first time in Portland we have ever done something like
and
this.
And you've done—I've never
broadcast.
Done this. I'm nervous.
It's all very exciting. I think we're the first show on. I think we're the last show on this station to do it, because I think the Fuel guys have done it.
Mm-hmm.
The Fuel guys have done it. Imus does it all the time. Lycus, of course, been here frequently. Don and Mike have done live broadcasts. Hendry has done it from the Montreal Comedy Festival, from the HBO Comedy Festival. This will be the first ever live Portland broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show, and it's happening Friday, April 15th at 10 p.m. at the Viper Room as the climax of Listen to Party 8, which is coming up Friday, April 15th at 8 p.m. So write it down.
Well, we'll probably have to shut the doors, too, the later it comes, you know, for the listener party.
That's the other thing. Yeah, don't be some nitwit and coming like 9:40, because that's, because they're, I mean, I'll tell you what, at a certain point, as Toto says, they will hold the line. They will, at a certain point, they're going to cut people off, because they don't get the man all up in your business about it. So they're gonna hold the door at a certain point. And you know what, it's not like it's October, it's not going to be freezing cold, but you don't want to. You don't want to get your ass licentered. You know what I mean? Where you're stuck outside while everybody else is indoors drinking and ogling, the cleavage of women. You don't want that to happen to you. Oh, I've dropped my pilot pen. Oh, I've dropped my pen, and nothing can happen until I find it.
You all right?
In the name of God, where did it go?
Wow, people get to see this compelling stuff in person?
It's fascinating. You'll get to see this in person where it's going to be even more gripping.
Rick, you have 10 billion pens.
Oh, here we go. No, but this is the pilot. This is the Pilot V5. This is the world's ultimate writing machine. All right, there you go. So write that down. We will be hammering that, as they say in promotions, for the next couple of weeks. That is Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m. Listen to Party 8, climaxing, finalizing, ending, headlining with a live broadcast of the Rick Emerson Show, featuring all your Rick Emerson cast and crew favorites.
I'm so excited.
There you go.
I'm going to be so drunk, though.
Yes.
Somebody's going to be here running the board, right?
Not us. Nah.
We'll all have the sound effects and stuff.
It's not going to be us. Yeah, we'll have all the sound effects there. We'll be doing Tim in the newsroom. Kyle will be there. Kyle's going to have a presence there.
He's going to have a mic that's going to go around.
He's going to have a microphone. We'll go around. You know, Matt's going to be there. We'll have special guests aplenty. So that's all coming up. All right, should we break or let's do the Jackson Watch here. This is your Jackson Watch for Wednesday. Your Jackson Watch for Wednesday on the Rick Emerson Show. Now, part of this you've already heard. Part of this you have always suspected, but never actually thought that you would live to read. You're still not prepared to see it in print. In black and white, one might even say. Santa Maria, California. A chartered jet flight attendant returns to the witness stand in the Michael Jackson case today. Cynthia Bell was put on the prosecution, but her testimony favored Jackson. Bell said she served the singer and the family of his eventual accuser on their charter flight from Miami to California in early 2003. Bell said she served Jackson wine from a soda can because... because he frowns on drinking in front of the children. She served Jackson wine in little soda cans because he frowns on drinking in front of the children. She said she didn't see Jackson share the wine with the boy, as the youngster claims. But she said the boy did act loud and obnoxious. Now, page two.
Continue, Paul.
Thank you. Jackson says, this is the headline now. Jackson says, I was a virgin till age 32. Tapes of phone calls in which Michael Jackson apparently reveals he was a virgin until he was 32. Could be publicly released. The recordings were said to have been made when the star was in his 30s. In them, he reportedly who's surprised by this? He reportedly and inevitably talks about his battle with what, Sarah? His battle with
homosexuality?
No. Close, it has an X in it.
I don't know.
Think Shibo.
Oh, is he anorexic?
Yes.
Is he body conscious?
Talks of his battle with anorexia, how he hated his hair, and how he was desperate to sleep with a woman.
He was not.
Now listen to the creepiest part. They were made by the family of a 9-year-old boy from Utah that the singer used to call late at night to talk to about his love life. Hi there. I'm the creepiest goddamn man on the planet. Publicity agent David Schmidt says there's some dynamite stuff on them. I believe they will demonstrate that Jackson is, or at least was, heterosexual. He refused to name the boy. Yesterday in court, Jackson's trial for alleged child abuse, it was revealed that the mother of his accusing 13-year-old turned down an offer from a mystery millionaire to buy her anything she wanted. So there you go. There you go, Michael Jackson. Virgin till 32. And when in the company of children... prefers little cans. Let's welcome Maria to the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sister?
Good. How are you?
I'm rolling. What do you got?
Well, I just called to let you know how excited I was about the live broadcast.
Yes.
And let me tell you why. I'll be listening from Paris, France this year.
Now, why? What is that about?
Well, my friend is turning 40, and what better way to celebrate 40 than a Roth in Paris.
So is this you and your husband, or is this just you?
No, just myself and my best girlfriend.
Listen to that. So you're gonna.
So I'll be wearing my schoolgirl uniform from atop the Eiffel Tower this year.
Now can I reveal to the audience they may know you as the woman who propositioned Kyle. Can I say that? Well, it's
too late. I think my son is listening in the car.
Oh, well there was. There was another woman who was not you, who's similar to you but legally distinct from you, who had propositioned Kyle with some sort of trip to Las Vegas, and so, allegedly. So I was told. I don't know if that's true or not. And so you are one of our very favorite people, though, and Sarah will attest to that as well.
Definitely.
And so it's just going to be you, no husband.
It doesn't feel like a listener party without her.
But no husband.
No husband, just you and a girlfriend alone in Paris, France, drunk for like a week.
Yeah. Hoping not to get kicked out of the country.
Now, if I send a camera with you, will you promise to take some exciting photographs for me? And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Excellent. Good times. Thank
Rick,
you so
you're
much.
A happily married man.
Well,
I'm a happily married woman.
There you go. So it sort of cancels itself out. Kind of works itself out right there. It's sort of a wash. Excellent. Well,
oh boy.
Well, we'll be sad that because you are one of the highlights of. I sound like I'm just kissing butt here, but you are one of the highlights of highlights of every listener party because everything you wear is delightfully low cut. So
and she has a sparkling personality.
And you have a great personality and a sweet spirit and all that.
Yeah.
But we will miss you. Well, enjoy France, and you'll have to catch us at the next one after this.
Can I give a quick shout out to Robert, my son?
Please do.
He didn't pass the driver's test today.
Oh,
so.
No.
That sucks.
Well, you know, here's the thing about when you fail your driver's test. When you fail your driver's test, and actually I didn't. I did pass it the first time, but I know some friends who did. And you never, when you pass it, you never, ever, ever want to take it again. You just want to go home and lock yourself in your room and ride your skateboard everywhere. You are, for like a week, you don't even ever want to try again. If I can pass along a lesson from me to Robert. The moral is, once you get your driver's license, Rick is not a role model. Don't let it lapse, because then you have the embarrassing proposition of having to take it again at age 31 and failing the first time, and no one likes that. So there you go. Well, Maria, have a safe trip. We will miss you. We'll see you at the follow-up listener party, all right?
Okay, well, I'll expect some T-shirt or something return.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. That's Maria. All right. Maria just spoke to a girl named Maria. Did you ever notice in West Side Story? So here's the guy in West Side Story. He's running through the Puerto Rican neighborhood, right? Tony is running through the Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
At midnight, shouting Maria at the top of his lungs. One girl comes to the window. Maria, one girl comes to the window. One. It's like shouting Jennifer in this building and only expecting one girl to appear. We'll come back with Clyde Lewis, Jolie, Mystery Top 5, Sin City Tickets. Stay there, we'll be back. Oh, wait, no, it's not Turn It Up. What is the new Turn It Up? We had it earlier today.
Damn it, I already forgot.
Flush It Down? No, there was something. There was something that was the new Turn It Up. Turn It Up. Got the tiniest brain. I got a brain like a fly. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Thank you for coming by. So Rick Emerson's show. Let's read a couple emails, then we'll welcome Clyde to the show, then we'll welcome Jolie to the show, then we'll do the Mystery Top 5. Your chance to win some Sin City tickets. A couple of these. Rick, about that Dungeons & Dragons death. Oh, this is from Aaron. Sweet merciful Lord, maybe we can get Tom Hanks to star in Mazes and Monsters 2. Shucking Hands Boogaloo. I admit it kind of fills me with pride to hear Dungeons & Dragons being blamed for another teenage death. My people have gotten soft. We can now hold our heads high against the again with the metal crowd. Ozzy Osbourne and Gary Gygax are prophets of doom. Aaron, Geek in the City. Doomed! You're all doomed! Rick, about your dog. Lampshade on the head. Bad haircut. Noisy. Sounds like me at a listener party. Andy. F. Matt with some dull-bladed dog fur trimmers.
This F. Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Indeed. Rick, you cannot talk about Sin City until we see it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. I'm drooling like a moron. Rick, Beauty Shop is actually produced by Ice Cube's production company, Cube Vision. Her character's beauty shop is subletting space from Ice Cube next door. Hope this helps. F. Matt with a curling wand.
This F. Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Good times. 503-535-9100. Chris in Southeast. Oh, is this Chris the beer guy?
This is Chris the beer guy.
Chris the maven of the Sudzar, the beer master. I can't. Where's my alliterative skills? Where have they gone? Where have all my rhyming gone? Chris, what's up?
Hey, just had an idea for your schoolgirls. In honor of the accountant theme of tech, they need to have nerdy schoolgirls.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, so all you do is, it's like the ponytail and the glasses. There you go.
Yeah.
Because every list, it's become a tradition now, and it's to the point that we've kind of forgotten to talk about it this time. What with all the dead celebrity costume thing we're going to be doing, and the live broadcasting, and the naming of listener party 8.
Here's the money that I owe you.
Thank you. So every party we always save you. As always, any girl who comes as a schoolgirl gets a little something from the Next 9-10 crap stack. But we always have a theme. It's like trashy schoolgirls or Gothic schoolgirls, whatever. So this could be nerdy schoolgirls, like kind of hot nerd girls. There are a few things hotter than a hot nerd girl. You know what I mean? Good times. All right, Chris, thank you. All right, there you go. Let's welcome another Rick Emerson show from Ground Zero, which is the best damn show you've ever heard. Clyde Lewis, how are you, sir?
Hey, remember when we were talking about punchlines?
Yes.
We got a perfect one, and if people can guess it, it'd be great. Right. It's the punchline is me. There you go.
That's what Geronimo says when he jumps out of an airplane.
That's right. In your face, everybody. Ooh, Brooklyn.
Damn it. I thought we could, like, milk that for
all
sorts.
You have to get up pretty early in the morning to pull
it
over.
I thought of that yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's welcome now from Corporate Accounts Payable.
The inner workings of the female mind revealed. It's time for another edition of How Chicks Think. Max 910. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money.
Hi, Jolie. How are you?
Good. I want to tell Sarah about being sore. Just quickly, because I know she'll appreciate it.
What? I'm sorry. Is the basketball team in town again?
Shut up.
Plates in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Woo!
And Laura would appreciate this, because I... Guess what?
Pardon
I
me?
Did Sarah this weekend.
You did Sarah
Who
this
did
weekend?
You do?
Sarah this weekend? Really? That's nice.
I climbed all the way to the top of Multnomah Falls.
Wow.
Now, when you say all the way to the top, to the bridge...
No.
Or
no,
to the actual
to the top.
Top
where the fall comes
Cause the
down
bridge,
from.
Because the bridge is actually not...
That's just like a couple steps.
Now, I don't like the outdoors because the outdoors are stupid, but I can geek about Multnomah
you're
Falls
dumb.
A little bit. I'm not dumb. You're dumb. I can geek about Multnomah Falls a little bit, though, because Multnomah
really?
Falls is pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple different places. Now, there's down below where it hits.
Uh-huh.
There's the bridge. There is a thing that I don't think you can get to anymore, which is... Because there's actually two falls. There's, you know, the water falls down and it pools in a little lake, and then the lake fills and dumps again as a second falls.
Oh.
Now, you used to be able to climb up to the lake. Do you know what I'm saying, though? It's like
yeah.
a tier where it falls from the top of the mountain, it pools in this lagoon, and then the lagoon fills and it dumps down past the bridge.
I was in the lagoon.
You used to be able to climb up a few years ago, climb up and go into the lagoon because there was no... The weird thing is there was no pull. There was no current for some bizarre reason. So you could go into the lagoon and stand underneath Multnomah Falls in the lagoon and have the water pound it. My brother and I have a photo of ourselves doing that. And then, really? It was a weird thing. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it came over. It was like a hot summer day, and we were just, you know, we were on the way back from a concert, and he'd never seen it. And I was like, hey, let's go up. And then, like a year later, somebody fell off, and so they fenced it off. So maybe they took the fence back off of it. That's pretty cool stuff. Even I can get into Multnomah Falls, especially during the. It looks really cool during the winter too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of an outdoors guy.
Freeze or something?
Well, parts of it freeze.
Yeah.
The whole thing never freezes.
It's water, Clyde.
Well, I just
the whole falls doesn't freeze up, it gets a lot of frost over it, and of course it just gets all snow covered. And I'm not much of an outdoors guy, but it's very cool looking. Multnomah Falls looks great during the winter. So,
needless to say, I was very, very, very sore.
Yeah. So anyway.
Or all stiff. Right. Let me say that.
Okay.
So you're sore.
Or whatever.
So I'm. I've been biking
don't
too.
Don't even. Rick.
No, I'm just saying that I've been.
I know where you're going.
I'm
with
just
this.
Saying that I've been biking too. I've been trying to exercise, and so you're sore and I'm stiff, and it's.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. Well, Sarah, so I biked to the coffee people the other day. Did I not?
Yes, that was like 6 blocks.
Did you get a coffee cake?
It's none of your business. I'm not prepared to stipulate that's knowledge you need in your head.
He did.
He got a coffee cake.
Shut up. I thought there was... My God. We had an understanding, you and I.
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
You're not cheating anybody but yourself.
Sarah and I had an agreement.
You need rehab or something.
Coffee cake?
Come on. I don't even eat coffee cake anymore.
Coffee cake is good, Clyde.
You're too busy eating hot wings and vodka.
I don't do hot wings and vodka anymore.
Uh-huh. Hot wings are on the Edkins diet.
I moved up to
Come
Bacardi,
on.
So I'm okay now.
Okay.
No, I don't.
All right.
I'm eating a lot of leafy vegetables, he says.
Organic, I hope.
No.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, let me tell you this, Rick.
Whoever you are. I'm not drunk.
Shut up. Queen Latifah did get her boobs reduct.
Her bosoms reduct?
Reduct.
What do they do? Put duct tape on them, make it look smaller?
And she lost 25 pounds after that. That's why.
25 Correct? Pounds?
Yes.
That's
not,
a lot.
No.
All
it
right.
didn't take 25 from her boobs, but she also lost 25
right.
pounds and had her boobs
okay.
cut off.
Moving on.
I thought
please,
she was
okay,
hot
please,
even before
okay.
then.
Let's just stop.
I don't want
to hear about anybody's cleavage because
she has
smaller.
Really nice skin. That's important.
Queen Latifah's hot. I've always thought she's hot.
I don't dispute that at all. Well, because that's the thing. Well, you know what? We're getting completely off track now, but you know, that's... Like Adam Carolla made this great statement one time about Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm.
Cedric the Entertainer was, you know, he lost like 70 pounds. But Carolla, who really is the funniest man on earth sometimes, But Carolla was making this observation, which is completely true. He's like, if you're Cedric the Entertainer, you know, if you're a good-looking black guy, you can kind of wear anything on earth.
Yeah.
Any glasses, any hat, any suit, any tie, it all looks good. You can wear any accessory, any shoes. They look good. You know,
you don't even have to be good looking.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying unless you're like disfigured or scarred in some fashion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like if the black guy can wear anything. Black guys can wear anything on earth. Totally cool. It's like,
what? Funny.
So it's like if you're Cedric the Entertainer, you don't really need to lose 70 pounds to look better. You look better just by dint of being him. So it is with, you get like Queen Latifah, who, you know, like when Anna Nicole Smith ballooned up that way, everybody thought she looked horrible, but Queen Latifah still looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that, you know, it is that golden skin. That golden skin, that covers a multitude of appearance sins. You know what I mean?
Well,
it
makes her attitude.
It makes up her sassitude.
She's got some sassitude going on.
Anyways.
All right. By the way, you're listening to KFGK, Vancouver, Portland, KSLM, Salem, on Intercom Station.
You've got sassitude.
Sorry, I started something.
All right. Shall we read the email?
I think we shall.
All right. Dear Rick and Jolie, this email says, I have a problem. I was recently on my boyfriend's home computer checking my email and whatnot when I stumbled across a porn site he'd looked at. Now, I must not mislead you by saying one porn site. My friend, there were hundreds of them in that, like the history folder, I suppose. There were hundreds of them on there. Any style, age, race, size, they were there, and I was grossed out. My boyfriend was in the room with me, and I decided to ask him why there were porn sites on the computer and if he was looking at them. He told me he was, and he said that all guys look at internet porn. Is this true? Should I keep the guy, or should I get another one that doesn't look at gross porn sites? Sincerely, Kara of Alternative Mornings with Kara and Craig.
Date a gay guy.
Were you supposed to
say
that,
Rick? Well, who knows? She might already be. Apparently, there were all kinds of races, sizes, and styles of porn.
Okay.
I think you should ditch him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys who look at porn are normal guys. They always are normal.
Well, there's a fine line, though.
Well, guys look at porn, period.
Yes, there is.
Guys look at porn, period. We're just talking about the media now. We're just talking about the method by which they do it. Nothing changes but the medium. You know what I mean? Nothing changes but the delivery system.
You can't hide your computer under your mattresses. So, I mean, keep the girlfriend off your computer. Okay.
No, it's fine, I think. But I think that, you know, I had a friend once that...
Named Julie?
God, why do you always do that?
Julie.
Raquel. Okay? No, where, you know, there was kids in the house and, you know, the guy just took it a little too far with the computer thing, I think, and...
Was he straddling the keyboard or something?
I don't know specifically, but I know it just got in the way. And I think you need to just...
Why is the mouse so slippery?
Oh, my God.
Anything can stop
Jolie, anything can get in the way, but hey, guys, look at porn.
Well,
And so do women, by the way. If they don't want guys to look at porn, they can surrender their vibrators.
Hold on. Why is it always vibrators with you? Why is it always goes to vibrators?
Because.
That is the end of every road with you.
Same damn thing. You know, if women think that when we look at porn, we objectify women, all we've been is objectified to a little plastic deal. I mean, come on.
Oh, that has nothing to do with
it
you,
sure
Clyde.
It sure does.
No, it doesn't.
What do you mean it has nothing to do with me? What
I'm saying is that
if women have a problem with porn, then men should be more having a problem with little vibrating toys.
That's a whole different volume, Clyde.
No, it's not.
Let me just get back to the Kara's question.
Kara and Craig.
I think it's a, you know, it is normal for a man to look at the porn.
The porn.
On the internet.
During the Christmas.
But the thing is that if it starts to, take your time together and interfere with, you know, regular life, then I think it's going to become a problem.
So does it normal
friction burn happening?
Like when I have to wait downstairs when he said that he has to go up to his room to grab something?
I have to. Well, see, you know, that's interference.
That's
too much interference. But, you know, if you're in the room together and he's looking at it while you're watching TV or something, I don't think that's very...
That's not normal.
...respectful and good for a relationship.
I'm unclear about this. So he can't have her... He can't do it while she's in a different room downstairs, but then he also can't do it when she's in the same room. How does that work?
No, she was waiting for him. She wasn't in a different room. I mean, she's waiting for him.
I mean, if you got the real thing there, why do you want to look at a computer? I mean, if you got the real thing there, why do you want to look at a computer?
Exactly.
Well,
That's what I got.
Well,
I mean,
I'm just saying.
You said you think porn.
Yeah, I say the same thing. Why do you want a plastic tube when you got a guy with you?
Well, we don't always have the guy with us.
Well, okay, that's fine. I don't always have a woman with me when I'm surfing for porn, okay?
I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm not going to have
a woman in the room with me while I'm surfing my porn site.
And there was a second shooter on the grassy knoll!
But some people do, Clyde.
Well, that's not
good. Maybe like when the wife is cooking dinner, he'll just go...
Hide
in his cave.
That's not good.
Look at his...
That's not good.
Do his little business.
You know, guy. Well, I can't talk about that. No, you can't. I understand that. You should not do that. I agree. But, you know, to sit there and just vex porn because guys look at it, I think is stupid.
No, but the question is it normal? I mean, does everybody actually do this?
Of course.
Because Kara was told that every guy does this.
Hold on. There are eight, and I read this study, I read the statistics just like 2 days ago, actually. It was in, the hell was it? Some newspaper. I read this statistic just 2 days ago. Let me ask you this, and see if Jolie or Sarah can guess this. Do you know how many, and this is DVDs only. DVDs only. Now, do you know how many porn DVDs are sold every year?
2 billion. I don't know.
Jolie, how many porn DVDs are sold every year?
7 million.
Now, I read a figure in the New York Times, I believe it was. They said 80 million DVDs are sold every year. Porn, and that's not 8 million people buying a million each. Or that's not 8 people buying a million each. You know what I mean? That's, in other words, that's not a tiny group of people buying thousands of them.
Yeah.
That's, why do you think it's at every store? Every plaid pantry? Every, you go
they
to
have
fries.
Porn movies?
Well, they got porn. They got magazines.
Oh, well, magazines, yeah.
Well, what's the difference? What do you care?
Well, I just didn't know they sold videos.
It's everywhere. That's what I'm saying.
Let's find out how much erotica is sold. I mean, erotica gets sold, too.
See, and the thing is, women have porn, too, but they don't call it porn.
No, it's called erotica.
Yeah, it's called erotica.
It's like, you know.
Women have porn, but they don't call it that.
Oh, really?
They don't call it that.
No, they don't.
Do you think Kara has porn?
Well, I'm sure she looks at a lot of
things. I know that Kara doesn't have porn.
I'm sure that Kara's probably looked at a Playgirl or like...
I don't think Julie has porn either.
I'm sure that Kara would probably view a thing of just oiled up men kissing if she could.
Yeah, but that's not porn to Kara. Kara finds it beautiful.
Kara does not use the pictures of greasy men kissing
to get some kind of self-satisfaction.
Yeah, well, women don't.
Well, so what? Well,
they
hold
don't.
On. So that doesn't. Hold on. So that doesn't make it not porn.
It's porn.
Yeah,
it's
art.
But maybe Kara knows what he's doing while he's looking at it on the internet.
Does that mean that if a guy? That means that if Kara's boyfriend is viewing a bunch of porn, but he's not engaged in any untoward activities while viewing it, that it's not porn?
It's porn.
But he's not using it as an activity.
But I'm saying, does Kara's definition of porn depend solely on whether or not it's being used for some sort of satisfaction?
Gratification.
I think it's not so much the porn that bothers Kara as the thinking of...
No, we can't say that. We really can't say that. That's a thing. No, that's... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I've never had to dump myself before.
Yeah, no, that's just a thing we probably shouldn't say.
It's just worse when there's activity involved.
Okay, so if there wasn't any sort of activity, if it's just viewing and nothing else, it's not porn to Kara?
I think Kara still thinks it's porn, but it's not as gross, yeah.
All right. Well, I can understand
very
that.
Very confusing.
I can understand that.
But that's not the issue with porn, then.
But...
Women freak out about guys even...
Engaging in any sort of...
Yeah, well, and the thing is that women have to realize, even when you're married, guys do that. They just do. I'm not kidding.
Well, but the presence of marital aids implies that is not a thing solely isolated to men. Because don't believe that lie that all marital aids... are sold for, you know, enhancement of a couple's pleasure. Because that's
amen.
Clearly,
thank
that's
you for
a,
taking
that's a lie.
Taking one for me.
That's
thank
completely
you.
A lie.
Thank you very much. It's
what
true.
Are you trying to say?
He's sticking up for me and what I say about those little toys you buy.
There are some
let's
single
not refer
women
to me
out there that don't need a man.
What's that?
There are some single women out there that don't find a man good enough.
And there are a lot of men who fake good times when they're on dates, too.
They're the Egyptian buying drinks for Sarah.
We fake good times. You can fake the O. We can fake the good time. It happens. We do it a lot. We go, uh-huh, sure, yeah, okay, we're listening
to
you.
I really care about your...
I don't know where we are.
I really care about your sister/mother-in-law/man/dog.
I really am listening to you. I really am paying attention, really.
Okay.
And why are you there?
All right, let me just tell you this, though.
Here's ask your toys.
No, no, let me ask you. Let me just tell you this.
They don't talk back, okay. Clyde.
Neither do prostitutes. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Shut up. No.
This is getting a little scary.
Seriously.
Just kidding.
I'm just going to keep you in the trunk so you don't know where we're going.
You'll find your own way home.
I'm just going to take you somewhere where you can't. I'm just going to dump you in the woods so you can walk home.
You're such a nice guy.
I'll let you go when we get there.
Shut up.
These manacles are just...
They're just a formality. That's a formality. I have a hard time with that.
Let's see. Rick, every man over the age of 11 and under the age of dead looks at the porn. This email says, and women have their own porn. It's called daytime TV, romance novels, and bad Lifetime movies.
Amen.
That is a falsehood.
It's not porn.
No, it's totally
porn.
That is porn for women. It's complete porn for women.
It gives a false idea of what men are like. Men are nothing like the soap opera characters.
Let me say this.
Oh, they should be.
No, they're not.
Hold on. Everything you could say about porn for men, you could say about those things for women.
Damn right.
Every characteristic you could give to, you know, a guy's porn, you could give to romance novels and trashy movies.
Do you think
women
are involved in activity while
romance novels?
Reading a novel or watching a soap
opera? The romance novels where it's talking about, you know, her heaving this and her plunging that. I mean, clearly, what do you think that's there for?
And it's pendulous this. And
yeah, it's clearly there for that.
Prehensile that.
No, because we, no. It's just connecting, Rick. It's connecting with our emotions.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that all I am to you is a bookmark?
Is that all I am to you is emotions and feelings?
You'd be lucky to be a bookmark in my world, Clyde.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's talk to, is this Maurice?
Yes.
Maurice in Portland. What's up?
You guys are missing the point of the question that's being asked. She's getting creeped out by the fact that he's looking at this here and thinking about what he's doing when she's not there.
We
and
know.
It's giving her the impression that basically, what, is she dog meat or something?
Well, but, that's the thing, you know, how do I put this?
She should be offended by
Hold on, but how do I put this? There's an activity that, as Alfred Kinsey would tell you, that, you know, 97% of adults engage in, whether they admit it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you assume that most people are, at some point anyway, either married or in a long-term committed relationship, I think it's ridiculous to think that just stops, right?
Yeah.
Clearly that just doesn't. That's silly. So, I mean,
because we know ourselves.
It's what little dudes do. As Keanu Reeves would say to Leif Phoenix.
Let's hear it for onanism.
He's just doing what little dudes do. So, it's just the kind of the way it goes. You know what I mean?
Like they have gay parades.
But the point of the question is that she feels that if she's there and she's got him, why does he need that?
Yeah, but that's like if your wife loves to cook, say that she can get mad if you ever make yourself a sandwich.
Or you go to McDonald's.
That's totally different.
It's not.
No,
yes,
it's not.
It is.
No, it's
so
not.
You're siding with Kara.
I'm saying, viva la difference.
What I'm saying.
Variety is the spice of life.
If Kara's there, there's no reason for him to be doing anything else with himself. Onanism is not a subject that we should tackle here. What we're talking about is he's got someone.
You know what? Maybe Kara, I don't know what Kara's boyfriend's name is.
I saw the email, it's Tate.
Kara and Tate.
Now, Maurice, do you look at the porn?
Maybe.
No.
Well, hold on.
I don't need it. If you got a woman.
You don't need it.
Wait a minute, Clyde. If you got a woman, we're saying that it's just for a hypothetical. If Kara's a beautiful woman, you got a woman, why would you need to go look at something else?
Maybe Kara's riding.
I like Maurice.
Hold on. Maybe Kara's riding a crimson train.
Well, that's her prerogative, but you can't say that.
I'm talking about something else. I'm saying maybe she's.
Yeah, but
maybe she's surfing the
maybe
Red
she has
sea.
Her period, Maury.
Maybe Aunt Flo is in town.
There can
riding the cotton pony.
Things can be done when there's
riding
yeah.
the mattress.
I'm just saying.
I just think that she's got a valid point, and you guys are overlooking the point. It's just the thought in her mind of him having to do that, whether she's there or not, when he's got her.
Well, it's true. I mean, well, even when she's not there, though, he can get away with it. I mean,
well,
I think, I mean, men have to be discreet here.
He should have disguised it. If he didn't want her to know, or if he had a thought that it's going to bother her, he shouldn't even never let it be,
so
you know.
He should disguise it? With like
he a, with he should, no, he should have hidden it. He should have made sure that she never was able to see this here.
Put glasses and a big nose on it.
No, Clyde, you're making a joke out of it. She's serious about it.
I know she's serious. What I'm saying, though, is that I know she, you're right. If a woman is there, you have a woman, you don't have to do that stuff. But you know what's interesting? Half the time in the shower, guys do. Half the time, you know, it happens. I mean, it just happens even when a guy does have a woman.
All right.
I mean,
Maurice,
thank you. Just
do.
All right, there you go. We're addicted to it.
It's You're just sick, aren't you?
All right. It's 503-535-9100.
We're men.
1-877-535-9100. All right, we're going to...
Tate on the line?
No, we really don't. I think it's time to draw the curtain down on this. All right, so
I'll tell you what.
We'll come back. We got the mystery top five around the corner. Clyde Lewis with news at Ground Zero. Donna Mike at noon. Like us at 3, world famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. You say they're back after this. Don't go anywhere.
We figure out women so you don't have to. Send your questions to How Chicks Think at RickEmerson.com. Max 910.